Now Paul begins at verse 15 to state the doctrine of justification by faith. And we have, first of all, in the remainder of this chapter, justification by faith, the doctrine stated. Now, will you listen to this? Now, Paul takes his position as a Jew. That was his background. Listen to him. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles. Now, the Jew in that day looked upon the Gentile as a sinner. In fact, Gentile and sinner were rather synonymous in that day. And therefore, the rebuke that Paul gave shows the folly, actually, of law-keeping, how really foolish it is. Now, will you listen to him as he is speaking in this section here? He says, knowing that a man, this is verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we, that is, we Jews, we Israelites, we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, I'd like to hear the legalist preach on that verse. Never heard but one on it, and I tell you it was a travesty of interpretation to hear him take this verse. This verse will upset every legal system there is today, and any person that says that you have to add anything to faith in Christ, my friend, when the minute that you do that, you have absolutely mutilated the gospel. Now notice what he's saying here. He says, if a Jew had to leave the law behind, that is, he had to forsake it, in order to be justified by faith and not by the works of the law, then Paul's question is, why should the Gentile be brought under the law? And that was the great argument at the Council of Jerusalem in Acts 15. Should the Gentile be brought under the law? And thank God the answer then was, guided by the Spirit of God, that the Gentile was not under the law for salvation at all, and actually he's not under it for living at all. He's called to a much higher plane. Now will you notice, could the Gentile find justification under the law when the Jew had already proven that it was impossible? The Jew had had the law for almost 1,500 years, and he hadn't been able to keep it at all. And the thing was that why force the Gentiles under that which had not saved not even one Israelite? Now, as the Gentile believers were already justified by grace, Paul is saying it would be folly for them to turn from that to the law which had been unable to justify the Jew. Now, that's what he's saying in this section, and I want now to pick this verse apart. Will you look at it now with me? And I hope you have your Bible before you, and you can just follow along in the text. Oh, how you need that through here. Now, will you listen to this? Knowing that a man, this is something you can know. You can know whether you're saved or not. Knowing that a man, what kind of man? Anthropos is the word, and it means, actually, it's the generic term for mankind. And it speaks of the solidarity of the race, the common humanity that all of us have. This breaks the barrier of color. It breaks the barrier of race. It breaks the barrier of the social strata. Knowing that any man, doesn't make any difference who the man is, we are all on one ground before the cross, and that ground just happens to be sinner. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. I don't care who you are, you're a sinner in God's sight. Knowing that a man, any man, is not justified by the works. And the thee here is not in the original. Actually, it should be works of law. Now, that includes the Mosaic system, but it includes any legal system. Now, will you hear me very carefully? If you say today that you have to join a certain church, or that you have to have a certain experience, or that you have to be baptized to be saved, may I say to you that you're contradicting this verse here, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of law, any law, the Mosaic system. But Paul here embraces the whole legal system that you find in every religion. In fact, the thing that makes Christianity different from every religion on top side of the earth, friends, is this. Every religion that I know anything about, and I've attempted to read up on all the religions and cults of this world, and every one of them says, do something. Do something. Every one of them. Christianity does not say that. Christianity says you're justified by faith. That is, faith in an accomplished act and fact for you. That is, every other religion says do. Christianity says done. It's done. The great transaction is done. And you're asked to believe it. Now let me add something else here that I didn't even mention when we went through 1 Corinthians in that section on gifts. What Paul is actually saying when in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Now, will you listen to me very carefully here? No man can call Jesus a curse. How can you call Jesus a curse? If you say to me, McGee, when you came to Christ and accepted him as your Savior, you didn't get all that was coming to you. Now the Holy Spirit can give you something that you didn't get in Christ, and you ought to seek that today. My friend, when you begin to depreciate the work of the Lord Jesus on the cross, when he came to this earth to die for you and worked out a perfect salvation so that when he went back to heaven, it says he sat down at the right hand of God. You know the reason it says he sat down? Because there wasn't anything else to be done. If there was, he would have done it before he sat down. When he sat down, it meant it was an accomplished fact. Now, when you say that he didn't do it all for me, may I say you're saying Jesus is a curse. And you can't do that by the Holy Spirit of God. And you're not giving me good advice. You're not giving me the word of the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit comes, he will take the things of Christ, the Lord Jesus said, and show them unto you. In fact, he said he'll not speak of himself. My friend, you got the whole ball of wax when you came to Christ. He's given you everything that you'll need in this life, and it's to Christ that we come. He is the one today that administers all the gifts, if you please. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one that gives them, but only he's working down here under the supervision of the second person of the Godhead. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church. My friend, today we've got everything in him. He is all in all. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the Amen. And when you say Amen, you're through, my friend. Amen. He did it all. And that's all he asks you to say when you come to him. Now, this is pretty straight here. You can't misunderstand this verse. Knowing that any man, any human being, man or woman, black or white, doesn't make any difference, rich or poor, bond or free, Roman, American, Chinese, knowing that any man is not justified by the works of law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Not faith plus something, faith plus nothing. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. Now he says we. Who's we? We Israelites. We had to leave the law and come to Christ and trust him in order to be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of law. Listen to him. I think anybody can understand this. I think some of the liberal theologians would be able to understand this. Will you listen to it? This is the Word of God. For by the works of law shall no flesh be justified. Don't depreciate the work of the Lord Jesus and say that I didn't get everything from Him. I got a perfect salvation from Him. I was a hell-doomed sinner. I came to Him. I trusted Him. And He is the one that has saved me.